Good evening. Lenny Hochasitis. We're up to Simon Ches. Vav to Tes. And the Mechaber says in Siv Vav, Al Talus Katon, Yachol Levoyach Lis Atef, Afo Pishein and Lis Atef. So the Bracha of Lis Atef Bitsitis says the Mechaber, you can make on a Talus Katon, even though you don't do Itof with it. You can't wrap it around yourself. Elo life, you just wear it. The Ramah says the Yesh Emeshim Mevarchin al Mitzvah Tzitzis. Some say the bracha should be al Mitzvah Tzitzis v'chein Meirgin. Metz and Minig, v'ein l'shanes, and you shouldn't change that. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that our Talus Katan that you could do Itof with, such as we mentioned in Siv Gimel, so then there wouldn't be a problem of making a L'Satev Tzitzis on the Talus Katan. Siv Zayin, Tzorech L'Hafrid Chutiyat Tzitzis Zeh Mizeh. You have to go ahead and separate the strands of the tzitzis from each other. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from Arizal that tzitzis is Rashi Tevis Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzis of Tamid. That a tzadik will always or constantly separate his tzitzis and make sure it's not tangled up. Sifchas, Yechavin ba'atafosoi shetivonu ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu's atef boy. You should be mechavin when you put on the tzitzis that Hashem commanded us to wrap ourselves in the talus and the tzitzis, kidei sheniska kol mitzvaysav la'asaysav, in order to remember all the mitzvahs, in order to do that. Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here that this is coming from the Bach, and this is a kavana which is besides for the kavana you have by every mitzvah that you're being mekayim a mitzvah saseh, whatever that mitzvah is. But the mitzvah of tzitzis is unique as is two other mitzvahs, three separate mitzvahs and everything else. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of sukkah, and the mitzvah of tefillin. And the reason is because by these mitzvahs, the Torah says the reason. The Torah says by sukkah zulman neidu derasechem. The Torah says by tefillin mantiyat Torah Hashem bepicha. And the Torah says by tzitzis mantiskiru lasisim is called mitzvaysai. So therefore, the Bach says that by these mitzvahs, you have to have that special kavana that the Torah says also. Mishnah Berurah says that the kavana is namaakev lechachila. You should have it, but the avid you would be yaitu without that kavana. Sift test. You should take a careful look at the chutei atzitzis, imheim ksherim, to see if they're kosher. Kedei shelo yivarech levatol. So you shouldn't make a brach levatol. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah inside. Let's take a look at sif katan chaf aleph, the chutei atzitzis. So first of all, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gam tzorech lebodkin lamala b'makom nekev atalus. You also have to check them in the place, the hole where they're put into the, originally tied into the talus. Arak shira, to the knot. The sham posel afilu kishen nifak chut echot. Because over there it's posel even if one string is snapped. What's the issue? The issue is you shouldn't make a bracha l'batala. Says katan chav beis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't understand. We have another problem. Why are we talking about bracha batala? Afagaf to belav hachi yesh chash iser sheyilbash beged shedal kamtus belit tzitzis. What happens to being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of wearing a beged of dal kamtus without kosher tzitzis? Why are you telling me that if I make a bracha, I have to check those tzitzis to make sure that I'm not taking bracha batala? What about the fact that I'm being mevatel mitzvah tzitzis? So says Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom Mukne Le'Achis Kosei. The Torah says we have a concept called Chazaka. Shayir Kosher, because the Chazaka is, it was Kosher until now. Chazaka tells me that we can assume that things stayed the same. Rak Mishum Chaymer Delay Siso. But because that when a person makes a bracha latala, so then we were dealing with an issue of Le Siso Hashem Lekech Lashav, saying Hashem's name in vain. Therefore, when it came to a bracha, they were machmer to do a bedikah. Mishabur wants to say further that, therefore, let's say a person is putting on many clothing, many sets of garments that each has tzitzis, so you would only have to check one of them because you have one bracha is going to cover all of them anyway. Says Mishabur further though, however, Avraham Acharenim Kasvu the Tzarech Lufdei Kula. The Acharenim say you have to check all of them. Echad, the way some chinun achazaka b'makam diyichayim levaroi. Chazaka is very nice, but we're not going to rely on a chazaka if you could check it out so easily. If you could check it out, so don't rely on the chazaka that it's still okay. Figam, and another reason, the chazaka geruahi. It's not a strong chazaka. Why? Dasuyin achutin lipasik, because chutin do snap. And therefore you have to check it every morning when you put on the tzitzit. Now, I want to come back to this. Let's first summarize the other ideas we learned, and then we'll spend a little bit more time on this last year. The Mechaber told us that l'chachili, you should make a bracha l'sateis, even on talis katan. The Ramah says that the bracha is on mitzvah tzitzis. If you are mitzateis with this talis katan, so then you can make a l'sateis, but the avgu yotze, either way, talis gadol, talis katan, either bracha l'sateis or on mitzvah tzitzis. The Arizal says, Tzitzis is Rosh Tevis Tzadik Yafrit Yosef Tamid. A person should, l'chachila, do this before he makes a bracha. He should separate the tzitzis. If he's afraid he's going to miss feel a bit tibur through doing this, so the Mishtabura paskins like the Magan Avram, that you are not mechuyif to do this if you're afraid you're going to miss feel a bit tibur. L'chachila, you should be mechavin when you do an atifa that Hashem commanded us to do this, so we should remember the mitzvahs. This is besides to the regular kavana of mitzvah seder tzitzis. And the reason why it's different is because the Torah writes this reason. The halacha is as follows. If we put on a talis in a way where we're not chayiv at all to wear tzitzis. For example, let's say you get an aliyah or something like that. You don't have your own talis. You walk up to your friend and you say, can I borrow your talis? A talis she'ula. A talis she'ula, you weren't kindness from him. He didn't give it to you as a present or anything like that. It's his talis. So the halacha is on a talis she'ula, you don't have to put tzitzis on. So in such a case, you're not going to be making a bracha, and there's absolutely no need to check the tzitzis. You don't have to be concerned that maybe those tzitzis are puzzled. It's not an issue at all. Another situation where you don't have to check the tzitzis, even the chachila, is when you check the tzitzis before you put it away in your talis echo the day before. After you wore it, chakras, you're putting it away. You check those tzitzis before you put away. It was in a safe place. It was inside the bag overnight. When you put it on in the morning, there's no need to go ahead and check those tzitzis. Now, another case, if you put on the talis in the morning and you check the tzitzis before you put it on, before you made the bracha, and then you took off the talis so you had to go to the bathroom, you come back. So even though if you were masich das, if you took your mind off of it, you're going to have to make another bracha, but you would not have to check the tzitzis again. Mishnah tells us that, let's say you get an aliyah, and you have to run up, they're waiting for you. Or you're afraid you're going to be mevatel tzilu b'tzibur if you check your tzitzis, that close. So then you could rely on chazaka, as long as you knew yesterday they were fine. However, in any other situation where you are chayav in tzitzis, for example, like let's say you take a talis that belongs to a tzibur. So over there, Mishnah Berurah says, even if we're going to tell you, you're going to say, well, I won't make a bracha. First of all, who says you could just say that? Could be a mechuyav in a bracha. Because a talis of shutfin that belongs to partners, you would make a bracha. Second of all, says Mishnah Berurah, if you're chayav in a bracha, that means it's chayav in tzitzis. So then if it doesn't have kosher tzitzis, you're going to be mevatel in mitzvah tzitzis. So in those situations, a person should go ahead and definitely check the tzitzis before he puts it on, and definitely before he makes a bracha. And that's the way the Shabur comes out, is that before a person puts on his talis in the morning, he should check the tzitzis to make sure they're kosher. Again, he's checking in two places. He's going to check the actual string, and he's also going to check by the hole where it goes into the talis to make sure that not one of those strings are ripped, because if one of the strings is ripped by the hole, it's going to be puzzled. We'll learn about how much has to be ripped by the chutim to make that puzzle. We'll get to that later on. But again, the idea of checking to make sure, first of all, that you're not making bracha latala, and also that you are not being levatal, the mitzvah of safe tzitzis, so your tzitzis aren't puzzled. Good night.